Tachmish Yud Aleph. Shelo Yom Kippur Dinar Kiyomai. Yom HaKippurim Leil Kiyomai L'chol Dover. Not like the other Tanesim. There's a difference in night and day. There's no difference in night and day. Ma Hema Dvarim Shasurim Boy. So with a flight to Malacha. Chilo Shasir Bechit Sasicha Nil Sistan Not Hashir Zemit. When he occurs, Ella Malacha Vachilo Ushasia. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, Leilu Kiyomai, the Ksiv Me'erev Ad Boker, Me'erev Ad Erev, Tishvashu Shabbatchem. Malacha Achilo, Gemara Yafina, Lahu Mikama Kroy, the Cholhani Nikra Inui, Melu Kuluk, the Cloud, Vinisim is Nashu Sechem. So Malacha is a parish, like it says a parish apostle, you can't do Malacha. Vinisim is Nashu Sechem, that's not, doesn't clear what that means. Because I learned now that's referring to Achil and Shtia. And the other ones, it's going to be a problem if the other ones are also the rice or not. Okay, Ben Chiv Koras Ella Gimel. Well, Enoch Ein Behem Ella Isser Greta. We come back from Yeshem and Shumin Atero. To Yafin Lahu Bashas Mikroi. So, the key, of course, is only that's clear on Achil and Shtiyah, which means those are clearly included in the Raisa. Now, at the same time, we're going to tell you that the other ones, they're not Chayiv Kordis. So, what does that mean? So, if they're the Raisa, included in Inui, there's going to be some Miyot that they're not Chayiv Kordis. Or we'll argue, like in Manashach, if they're including the Inuit, the Raisa, so why shouldn't they be Chayiv Koras? Elamai, that's only Nasmachta. So he says, what's the practical difference whether the Inuit, whether they're the Virabonon or the Raisa? So says, the Nafmin has got to be Sufik. And he said, the Raisa is Sufik, you have to be Machmer. He said, the Rabonon is Sufik, you can be Mako. He says, but the Maisa Roy Lahachmer. He says, he feels that you should be Machmer to deal with it as a din deraisa. What's interesting, though, is the Supreme Gadim. The Supreme Gadim brings a sheet which tells even that even though not here specifically, when you have an asmata and a derbanan, it's sechel lechumra. So even though Sabbat Rabbanu is a kula, but Sabbat Rabbanu, which has an asmachta, is the chumra. So then it comes out there's no nafkamina. Either it's a deraisa, or it's a Rabbanu with an asmachta. So the nafkamina, he says, the gabi sofik wouldn't be true, because either way, the sofik would be the chumra, according to that prima gadim. Unless he means the following. The prima gadim is mechalik between two different types of asmachtas. The prima gadim brings, based on Rishonim, that there's two types of asmachtas, what he calls an asmachta chashuva, or asmachta gemura, which we could almost understand the pshat as that Bereshim was basically hinting clearly in the Torah he wants us to have it, but he didn't want it to have the chumra with the rice, so he was waiting for the rabbi to pick up on the hint and do it for him, as it were. Or that's an asmat, he calls it an asmat to chashuv, and that has a din that's self-fixed as the chumra, etc. You also find an asmat, which he calls an asmat to Baalma, what he calls it, where it's clearly the Rabbanan, and they found some pasuk somewhere to support it. But it's really only a derabanan, so that would not have that the chumra of an asmachta. So maybe you'll say these are called asmachtas. These are called asmachtas. Bahamas, I don't know. It's what to think about.
The thing that I'm wondering about is basically I'm just thinking of rachitza as an example. Eating and drinking, there's no exceptions. Whether you're hungry or not hungry, you're eating because you're enjoying it or you hate it or whatever. That you're always over the sakaris. But rechitza was saying, isn't it? Just was saying it's a rechitza shaltanum.
Well, actually,
if it wasn't, and if it was a deraisa, then you shouldn't be able to wash negelbas in the morning either.
Okay.
It's a deraisa.
Well,
negelbas is not deraisa. So you should, if it was a pure rechitza, then it should be, the rishon should be done for that.
Okay, it's a good question. That's one of the
rishon.
So that's one of the rishon. The Shita says it's only Rabbanan, and that's one of the rayas, is this point that you find that the Chazal made certain exceptions for Rechitza. Mishnah says that a Melech is allowed to wash himself because he has to present himself looking nicely, and a Kala, the first 30 days after she's married, is allowed to Rechitz Panel, she should look presentable. So, how does that work? So take a look over here, just take a look at the Sharet Tzion, and Yitzhak brings that. So take a look over here. In Sivkot and Aleph. Shiltas, so that's the Shita which says that it's the Raisa. He says, who is that? That's the Shiltas. Mashmos Balach, the other Shilim, Shilas, Bim Kippur, Marama, Ita, Rabbein Eliezer, Mimetz, Sefer Yerei. Okay, so that's a pretty heavy weighted, you know, Shita. That is the Raisa. Because you think about if you, our first two halachas Svorim after the Shas. Is the Shiltas and the Halachas Gedolos. So both of your Gaonim are telling you that, you know, that it's the Deraisa.
Shiltas is
in the kitchen.
The Shiltas, who is the Shiltas?
Shiltas was Reb Acha Mishapcha Goyin. Reb Acha Mishapcha Goyin. And the Bahag was the Bahag. The Shiltas was Reb Achoy Goyin. And the Baal Chazadus was, my mind's blanking right now. Okay, there's another sefer called Halachas Psukis, which is also one of the Gaonim. But those are the three sefer of the Gaonim. Two of them say it's the Raisa, and then a Rambam will tell you it's the Raisa. Ella Shaladaitoi, but he adds in the Shita which says it's the Raisa, the Yireim, really as a Mimetz is one of the Balitosis. He adds in the Yosef and the Raisa Rechitza is called Gufay, Lakavan and Rubay. The issue of the Raisa is only if it's the whole body or a roiv of the body. Hashem can miuta en el mirabana. Even he says Rechitza is the Raisa, that's only called Gufay or roiv Gufay. The reason why we're making all these other scenarios is because that's only the Rabbana. Rechitza in general is the Raisa, but Rechitza is. But Mechitzah mixes Gufa is the Rabbanan, so they can make a little Kal can wash her face, the Melech can wash his face, etc. Now, that's one shot. So now, if you learn that's not like that, that all Mechitzah is the Raisa. So how are you going to get away with being Matra Melech and Kala? So he brings the Chayin Svi Soros of Ran, the Shita Zu, the Ran there on the Rif and Perek Yom Kippurim. So right at the beginning of the parak, he brings the shita that's the rice. So he says, so what shot? The first mission says, Melech and Kala can be rechts and peneim. The time I had to mishum, the Moser cost of lechakamim lehatra lefi rois eneim. Im ken the epshad the b'shar v'kamim is afil of miyuta osim yinatar v'sarachiyin. So the Ran presents an idea which you find a few places in Shas called Moser cost of lechakamim. It's around, we had a beginning of Hilchos Chol HaMoed, right? So we have three shitas. What's the status of Melachos Chol HaMoed? Is Melachos Chol HaMoed deraisa? Is it derabanan? Or is it deraisa, which is Moser Kasa Chacham to the side? There is the problem is if it's deraisa, so that all these kulas which you have in Hilchos Chol HaMoed don't make any sense. So that would indicate it's derabanan. But the Ramban says there's a sort of that the Torah came along and said Chol HaMoed has some element of Isser in it. The Torah itself relied on the Chachamim to decide what they feel we should go into that getter. But once they define it, that's the Raisa. So the Chachamim are empowered to make decisions. Mm-hmm. But when they make those decisions, they'll have repercussions on the Raisa level. That's how the Ramban says. So that's called Moshe.
Does it work like that, like for a mitzvah, like tefillin? Where it says Lois Yadcha Latayz Ben Anecha with absolutely no definition of what it is, and then we say it has to be black and it has to be a box and it has to be
square. That was
so those are Lachal Moshe Mesinai.
That's not.
Come out everything. There's Lachal Moshe Mesinai. But this, and then what's not a Pasha of Derbonans. But this over here was it's like the Torah left it specifically vague. And not as opposed to, well, Torah leaves certain things vague. You're right. Let's say Torah says shechting. It's about the kasher tzivisich. So we say that. So how do you shecht? There's hey hilchos shechita aloch moshim sinai. The aloch of how to shechita aloch moshim sinai. So that was clear. Over here, the it was left it vague without a halacha moshe b'Sinai, and the answer was that the chacham will decide what they feel would be correct. Mm-hmm. So that's the idea what you find over here. So similarly, Dr. Ran, the Isra Rechitza was a Masr Kassel Chacham. It didn't say it explicitly in the Pasuk, so it left it vague. We learn out based on a Pasuk. The Pasuk, which we learned it out, is a Pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah. So that itself is a Chiddush. See, there's also Machlokes. There's if I have a... I'm really seven steps from Sechem as a Pasuk in Torah. The Pasuk of Rechitza is a Tavuk in mind, Bekirbo, Cheshem, and Batz myself. So we darshan out that the same way mine, which goes into your stomach, that's Aser. So the Shem and also, Sikh is also Aser. Then it says mine, it also means Rechitza.
Where's that Pasuk from?
That's a Pasuk in... it's a Pasuk in Mishlei, I think, yeah. So you're using a Pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah to be mefarish in the Raisa. So there's two truths in that. One is that to be mefarish, even though normally you don't use a Pasuk, Divrei Kabbalah, not the Raisa, but over here to be mefarish pshat in the Pasuk in the Raisa it is. But there's a Ramban, the Ramban says that Hekeshim from Divrei Kabbalah is the Raisa. If, you know, if the parallel is within Torah, so that, and it's a different Kabbalah, it's a parallel to the Dintara, so that's called the Raisa. For example, Hefker Bezen Hefker. So the Morse Hagner has Hefker Bezen Hefker. The Morse brings, it's a Din the Raisa. The Morse brings Tupsuk, and one's a Pasuk in Ezra, one's a Pasuk in Yeshua. So the Morse says Shkayach. You know, how the Morse says, no, that's a Din the Raisa, Hefker Bezen Hefker. Based on a Pasuk in Yeshua, based on a Pasuk in Ezra. It's a different Kabbalah. So Rabban says the Pasuk in Yeshua is, it mentions that the Rosh Hashanah is on the Ovis in the same pasuk. Just like Ovis can mean Manchel B'nayim, the Rosh Hashanah can mean Manchel to the Am. So Ron said that's a heckage. The Torah is equating, the Novi is equating the ability of the Av to be Manchel, which is that's clear the Raisa, to the Rosh Hashanah to be Manchel, which it's an equation of in Divrei Kabbalah to a Din Torah is called a Raisa. So that's why we're blind with the rice over here also. Then he said, some say it's all in Rabbanon. So he says, who's that? That's Rabbeinu Tam, Mr. Cotton Bays. Mariv, Rivav, Rosh, Mitvav, Meiri. So it's interesting. It's the lineup is almost like the Gunim against the Rishonim. You know?
Well, it's only the Rabbanon one. Rishi. Washing one part of one's body.
No, he's saying they're saying everything is. Now. Rashi learned the Maskana of the Rashi holds that it is the Raisa. So your Raisa list is the Shiltas and the Bahag, the Rambam, the Ben Ezer Metz, and Rashi. That's one team. The other team is the Rebbeinu Tam, the Reed, the Revo, the Rosh, and the Ritva, and the Miri.
All start.
That's two good teams, you know. Okay. The All Stars have nothing on that. Yeah. Okay. So Mishabur comes out, you're dealing with a real strong argument that's the Raisa, so therefore we should deal with it as a Raisa, which would mean that even a Suffolk you'd have to imagine. Okay, Sif Beis. Komalacha chayyamun aleha b'Shabbos, chayyamun aleha b'Yom Kippur. So the definition of malacha and Yom Kippur is the same as Shabbos. So whatever is the rice on Shabbos is the rice on Yom Kippur. Uchol b'Shem b'Shabbos potter abalasser. Whatever is the rabbanon on Shabbos, Yom Kippur, Mekan, is the same thing on Yom Kippur. Elish is Shem b'Shabbos zdoinu b'skila, b'Yom Kippur zdoinu b'koros. The only difference is that the punishment for Shabbos is skila, and the punishment for Yom Kippur is koros, but the isurim are the same. Okay. Because also the tata b'Shabbos, also the tata b'Yom Kippur, so the same thing comes to muksa. This muksa applies to on Yom Kippur also. Vehitiro lekanev yorok. Well, he said, "Guys, the minchah lamala kashachal b'chol." There's a Mishnah that says, it's a Mishnah, right? It's a Gemara?
Maybe a Gemara.
It's a Gemara.
Yom?
No, it's a Mishnah. It's Shabbos.
Cut the vegetables.
So we're going to see that we'll figure out what exactly the Kaniva is, what exactly was the potential Isser in it that we're being matter. So that the Mishnah Berurah is going to deal with. That's one argument. There's one explanation.
From what I remember, the Gemara, the rationale was that
it blocks
that
inoy.
It's a more of an inoy if you.
You said they're playing with food, but you can't eat.
And you can't eat it.
Okay. Right.
That whole concept was a little hot.
Wait, I mean, what was the first thing you?
I said it's meichem shabbos lechol. That's the iser in it, because you're preparing for after the meal, after the yantif to eat. Right. But then the rationale was that it's more you're getting more of an inui if you're touching food but you can't eat it. I think Rabbi Rosenbaum, when he was teaching it, he was confused with it too. So maybe you have a hesper, because he didn't know how to explain it, because no one understood.
Well, we'll get to Mr. Rose. So we don't do this to mice nowadays. So fire broke out. So there's a halacha by Shabbos that when a fire breaks out, so Chazal made a very big concern that the more we're going to allow the person to. Okay, I'll see the Mishnah Berurah. Chazal wanted to limit the amount of person will get involved in trying to save things from the fire, because the next logical step will be he'll put out the fire. So they limited what you're allowed to save. So on Shabbos they limited you're allowed to save for food that you need for Shabbos. Well, there's no food needed over here. So for Yom Kippur. So really you should not save anything. But he needs food for what's Yom Kippur. So we're gonna be make or allow him to save one meal's worth. Same way your matzah will there for the Suda, which is on Shabbos. We're going to matzah for a Suda after Yom Kippur. So over there, the Ramah points out that halacha was only true when you're talking about a standalone house where there's no potential danger. Everybody in the house is able to get out, and there's no question of the fire passing from that house to another house. But we're living in they lived in those very crowded cities that they lived in. You can't rely on that, because even if this house ever get out, there's another house down the road where somebody's elderly or a child or something like that. So it's considered a sakana, and we put out the fire. So that applies in most scenarios, or for sure you can call the fire brigade. The only scenario which applies nowadays theoretically is if you're talking, people live in these palatial estates, where they have the standalone house far away from any other things, so there's no danger of the fire spreading anywhere. So there there's no hetzer to call to even have a goy. I tell you the mice I had it was in Cleveland. I was saying a halacha. I learned the halacha shir there was a program, a night program that learned about with the members of the community. They used to go one night a week. Used to go there to teach. So it was from 8 to 10. So my 8 to 9, I learned halacha with one group, and 9 to 10, I did Gemara. So my 8 to 9 group was people who had background already, etc. There was another group of people which were not from yet for the learning Pirkei Avos. So the Maggid Shir for the Pirkei Avos didn't show up, one night didn't show up. So the organizer was there. He said, why don't everybody join up? I go to Shir to learn halacha. I was learning the Lake of Shabbos. So I get to this halacha about, if there's no danger at all, the house is, set out, by itself. You let the house. Now there's a guy over there. This guy's a multimillionaire. He lives in his house out in the middle of nowhere, and he looks at me like, he says, this guy's absolutely bad. You mean to tell me, Rabbi, that if a fire would break out in your house and there was no danger, you wouldn't call the fire department to save your house? So I said, I would like to believe I do the right thing. I said, Rabbi, you're crazy.
All right, at least he's honest. So, he said what he was thinking, wasn't he?
It's like, eventually the person became frum, and he's not,
his house.
And I don't know what, but he probably
put in three fire alarms.
he probably does. I don't know what he did, but he never came and asked me that halacha shaila. That much I can guarantee you. Okay. What then Yom Kippur? The same thing would be a halacha by Yom Kippur nowadays also. Log to Narkus Masachim Begoizim. We let the children play with nuts. Now, you have to clarify what that means. Playing with nuts on the ground, there's a problem in any Shabbos. There's a problem if it's ground, because you need a flat surface to play on. Marbles, these type of games. So there's a chashash also l'shmuya. You're going to come and smooth it out. So they answer playing on. So it means playing on the table. And that came out of this. Halacha that you're allowed to be pitzei agoyzim. Okay.
You are allowed.
Okay, so let's take a look over here. A few mishaburas over here.
They are allowed to be.
Well, after mincha. Elish b'shabbos donai sif dalit sifkot dalit. Gamidin enol noig dinin nefashus. So now, is there any nafkamina between the two of them? So nowadays, there's no difference. Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Neither is there's no punishment. We don't have a bezin, and the Easter is the deraisa. So is that a nafkamina? Says yes. There's a nafkamina like this. What's a nafkamina? We call malkim nafkamina linyan kim leibir rabbi minay. There's a concept in halacha called kim leibir rabbi minay, that if a person does a chiyuv, a more stringent punishment together with a less stringent punishment, we only give him the more stringent of the two. And that halacha, the more says, even in a case where we're not giving the punishments, so which are not going to get punished because they won't shake again, but the din of kim l'arbanei applies. So that means if a person is chavu b'chaver b'shabbos, the halacha is kim v'dohayim b'chuyim misa b'day adam. Had he there been bezin, had he done it b'meizid, he'd be chayv misa. So he doesn't have to pay, because that only applies to chayvim mises. Yom Kippur is not a chayvim mises; it's a chayvim karas. So now the law is chayvim malchus shagigin. Malchus and mammon also, the malchus overrides the mammon. That's only if you give the actual malchus. Misa chayvim mises shagigin is potter b'tashlumin. Chayim Malchus Shargan is Chayim B'Tashlum. So there's that halacha that Malchus can be Kimle Ramine, is only if you actually give Malchus. But Misa is Kimle Ramine even without actually happening. Just the fact that there's a Chiyah Misa overrides the Chiyah Misa itself overrides the Chiyah Tashlum. So that's a big nafkamina. You'd have any type of mazik. He gives an example, Chabba Chaber. So Chabba Chaber is relevant because it's a din mazik. Chayvul is chayv, even though it's mekalkel. Most chiyuvei mazik are usually kilkulim. So, Mina writes, he's not chayv misa, so then it's not going to pater him. Chayvul, even there are kilkul, there's one number that holds that you're chayv. So, chayvul, b'chaber, b'shabbos would be a good example. Well, let's take an eva. In the case of an eva, a person would take out from a shesuyach or a shesurab and steal through but taking out. It's the same din. He's chayv misa for taking out. He's not. Doesn't have to pay. Doesn't have to return the object. So that would be. There's no direct kilkul over there.
That's if it happens. Both the sermon happen at the
same time. Correct.
Which I'm not. I'm not the metzias of carrying from shus to shus. When is it chayav in Ganeva?
So that's
he does the hagbor when he does the
rishus.
Well, he can be still be in one
rishus
while he's doing all that, and then he's bringing it out in the other
rishus,
and that's a few
the chiyuv for, you know, the, we learn the din of chiyuv eganah from the din of kinyanim, let's say by mechira. So Agbar is kind of even rishus meicher. Mashiach is not kind of rishus meicher. Mashiach is only kind of when you take it out of rishus meicher into this, the next rishus. So as you pull it out, you, if you slap it on the ground, it does look more, it's chayv right away.
Right.
So it's chayv ganeva before the chiyuv,
Shabbos.
But if he does just schlep something out, it's not kind of to schlep it all the way, and that's when he's chayav Shabbos.
So that's if he goes straight from Rishus
Rabbim. Shusha Yachid Rishus
correct.
Yeah, okay, good. You know.
It's a very hard Metzius to find that it happens
off,
in the same
off
second.
Off the property, like outside of the yard, you know, beyond the yard, out to the sidewalk, you know, it's beyond the property, not just outside of the house.
Well, if it goes straight, he has a fence around that, and it goes right to the sidewalk. So the sidewalk is a part of Rishus Rabbim. Right. People walked to the Rishus Rabbim because that was when they walked. It wasn't when they drove.
I think a better example is someone commits murder.
But murder is their kilkel. It's the same chavu chaveri issue.
So he's not chayv in Shabbos when he kills somebody. It's
no, he's chayv. He might be chayv for tzicha, but that's also chayv.
No, I'm not talking about the tzicha. Yeah, obviously, but I'm saying he's not chayv in this Shabbos when he does that.
No, because unless you hold chayv, chayv might be an exception when it's even chayv even derek kilkel. That's a shalom in the Gemara. If chayv is an exception, it's the same problem. Okay, It's fascinating the mice that you know you pull out obscure halacha in Choshen Mishpat. That was the last siman in Choshen Mishpat. It's like you know, or the last within the last five siman of Choshen Mishpat. It's like this obscure halacha of Kimud Arminei over there. That's enough to mean on Bezman Hazel the Gabi Shabbos and Yom Kippur.
What do you mean?
The nafkina nowadays
in Shabbos
Yom Kippur is
Kimud Arminei. The halacha over there is regarding Chogel.
But anyway, there's stomach trouble, yeah. Material the Khan of Yorick. Yesh appears the high Kaneva. So what does Kaneva mean? What is this malacha that you're doing, or this action that you're doing, which we're going to permit over here? Shinoitek Mechatika Olamino Klochim Hatzlushim. So the you have these stalks which have already been removed from the ground, you know, some type of a vegetable. You have the there's no malach involved of kotzer involved. It's already detached from the ground. There's extra leaves, and you're pulling them off. You have to actually cut it down and chop it down to be added, you know, to small pieces after Yom Kippur. But you're taking it off of the stalk, so they're ready to go to chop up by from Yom Kippur. So the chayyur you're doing, you're a problem of hakana on Yom Kippur, like Baruch was saying, from the Yom Kippur till weekday, which normally should be aser. Hitiru, Chazal permitted it. Why did Chazal permit it? Keshal yitzarach l'sakan akol be'erev. We don't want to leave the person that he's left with doing everything Motzi Yom Kippur. And that's, you know, a very, very big pressure on the person. So we wanted to at least allow certain hachanas in Sidra Bonan. So Chazal, we're leaning at least in one area of hachana because at least going to give him some type of a starting. Okay. Okay, that's number one. The Yesh Shapir Shul.
You're comfortable with that? That because of the Agbas Nefesh, that should be Daich Machana Nyantif Fachol? I don't understand it.
Again,
I'm just trying to weigh the two, you know. Eat a candy bar, I don't know, figure it out.
You know, they didn't have candy bars.
Figure something out, but I'm saying, how is that doicha?
It's not, again, hachonas durabonin. So, if it's hachonas, then it's a durabonin, so Chazal can do whatever they want with it.
Okay.
Right, so Chazal said, you know, we're going to allow at least one item for the person to have, so at least something should be ready to go. You know, we didn't allow a whole meal, but at least there'd be something available right afterwards.
It must be into health, though, because they pick vegetables.
For that?
Pick,
Actually, the Gemara's mashma
cooking a steak or anything like that.
Well, the Gemara's mashma that steak is more healthy for you than vegetables. So,
what's that?
The Gemara's actually mashma that steak is more healthy than vegetables.
Is in brachos?
Is in brachos? I'm remembering Gemara in Shabbos, but there could be some more in brachos.
There are a bunch of medical things there. Diet.
V'yesh shapir shu the kniva. What does it mean? It doesn't mean pulling off the leaves. Who adochus hayarik v'sarach eretz. It's referring to washing it. Now, when you say washing it, you have to be careful what you say by washing it, because if you're washing of actual dirt, that's mamash mlocha borer. And that's an issur d'oraisa. That will not be mutter. We're talking about a case where...
we say the dirt is definitely borer.
Washing off dirt, which you wouldn't eat, which is not an edible type of dirt. Vegetables come from the ground. There's real dirt there. So that's a burger problem.
Oh, as opposed to like in the store?
Well, yeah, it's stuff you get in the store, you really could eat it theoretically without doing it. That's not considered real pseudos. So that's number one. Okay. Because they only allow this for medical... let's see, Bob. Today, Shia Mukhanam Sarah Sudas Arab Sarah the Traf Baham Lakratana. So they were, and that was a second item which they had it ready to go also. Later in the day. This was a common time during the week that people would start preparing for dinner later in the day. From that stage and onwards, it's obvious, it's clear to people you're doing it for after the Yom Tov. It looks like you're doing it to use in Yom Kippur. Now, the Bir Halacha raises the question, so you crack open the nut. So cracking open the nut, there's no halacha involved in cracking open the nut. It's taking out the nut from the shell, you have a burr problem. Now that's right, it's going to be a problem. It's even though it's good from bad, but it's not for Tzarech HaYom. So that's a halacha d'oraisa. So if you take a look at the Bir Halacha of Tzarech HaYom, he brings the Dr. Moshe B'Shem Maharov, the Ben of Rami Prague. They set up the Dr. of the Shabbat and Nicham Miklipos and Ado Erev. You break them, but you leave them in the shell. L'hotzi Michael, Yesh B'Zem Hashem Dosh, Ayin Shom, he said the problem is the Malach of Dosh. He says that you're allowed to take it out also. Okay, so he says that even that's not considered. So the malacha which will be involved there will be the malacha of dosh, not the malacha of berer, because it's still in its original place where it was held. So that's really like breaking the kernel off of the stalk, which is the malacha of threshing. But he says that that's not considered dosh. He doesn't say why. He says he has a ray from the lashon of the Tosefta that it's not considered dosh and be mutter.
What should be like a threshing? Again?
The process of taking the nut out of the shell, the Rebbein of Rumi Prague says the heart should be malach of dosh.
Isn't
it? And then it's being the Tosefta is mashna that it's not. He doesn't say why it's not. Now. The Bir Halacha before deals with the question of muksa. If the food is not edible on Shabbos and on Yom Kippur where you can't cook, so food that you can't cook would be, so if you have vegetables which are not edible raw, they're muksa. So he says, he brings some of the Magen Rom that they were talking about vegetables which are edible raw, therefore there's no problem with muksa. Shavur says no. The same way we were matter the Isser of Hachana, we also be matter the Isser of Muksa. Says a bechirish on that Bir Halacha. To finish off the Shavur, and we'll stop. Ches kishachal b'chol, but kishachal yom kibur b'shabbos lo yitiru kishal yovel lasses came b'chol shabbos is a shana l'hachin miyam tzarech alayli. We don't want the person to say, "I did it last Shabbos. I prepared on Shabbos for after Shabbos." So this week also, he said, "No, it's only dinner yom kibur." Why did the minute change? because the fisha, but there was a kind of miskilo the kalko the mayor the last sister or male the kind of people said it's too early. People bitlu the hatter the came to Yorick. She said goes in the garment. So they stopped doing it. Okay, the tzarcha lila. You're allowed to save one meal for after Yom Kippur if the fire breaks out. We're not going to leave them in a situation because they were made to save one meal's worth. They shouldn't be left in a situation where they have nothing to eat and they have to continue fasting. That's because they have no food. Okay. The Siddur Mincha. Same way in Shabbos, in the afternoon you save for one meal. You ate one meal that day. You can save for the second meal of the day. So where you can save for after Yom Kippur. You can't do it on the ground like we said before. Unless you're doing it on the floor of a house, and most houses in the city have floors. Okay.
Same thing with sweeping.
After you've eaten one meal on Shabbos and there's a fire, you can't save food for two more meals. No, regular Shabbos meal. Shabbos.
If you eat right, you only can save one more meal.
Right.
Okay.